Jelly Roll is a force to be reckoned with, and he's his own person. And getting to stand toe-to-toe with him was one of my favorite things I've ever done. It was too much. He's so powerful and great at what he does in a way that I was so nervous and so excited. I don't know how many more of these moments I have left, but I can tell you this, that was definitely top 10 for me. Getting to hang out with everybody backstage. I remember when people didn't have buses and we used to all hang out in the dressing rooms, and you would walk in and you would see Johnny Cash and Merle and George, and you would see everybody hanging out together. It doesn't work that way anymore, and I'm a little sad about that because everyone has their own bus and their own stuff, and we're all pretty entitled to our space. But back then in the 80s and the 90s, everyone hung out. So it was a family reunion, and it was different. And so those were my bucket lists of just getting to sit and talk to Tammy Wynette. Loretta Lynn was the first woman in country music to hug me. So I remember that like it was yesterday. And so she's my absolute aunt, and Tammy was my guardian angel. The first word is bittersweet. I'm still here on Earth, so it does feel weird to hear the word tribute, because I'm still here. And I don't feel like I'm at an age where that's supposed to be happening, yet the legacy of the Judd music allows the next generation to hear these songs who didn't get to hear and see the Judds. So I'm ecstatic. And I let Gwen and Blake both know that theirs is my favorite one. And that I just feel really emotional about the whole thing, as you can understand probably why.